Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today the church honors St. John of the Cross. He was born Juan de Yepes in 1542 in Fontiveros, Old Castile, Spain. His father was disowned by his own family for having married beneath his own social status, and he died when John was still very young, leaving his mother to care for him and his older brother in Medina del Campo. A few years later, John lost his older brother. He died young through malnutrition. John, growing up, was always good-natured. He was very pious, very devoted to our Blessed Mother, and very charitable towards others. He would eventually study under the Jesuits and learn various trades, including nursing. In 1563, John entered the Carmelite order, and after his novitiate was sent to Salamanca for studies for the priesthood. He was ordained in 1567, and he went to Medina del Campo for his first mass, and it was there that he met the great Saint Teresa of Avila, who convinced the young priest, who had such great high spiritual ideals, a lot of potential, to not only persevere as a Carmelite, for he was considering transferring to the Carthusians, but also to join her in the reform of the Carmelite order. So John followed her advice and changed his name from John of St. Matthias to John of the Cross. The reform led to a split in the Carmelite order. It was the reform movement known as the Discalced Carmelites, Barefooted Carmelites, and the Calced Carmelites. So John suffered much, through this process of reform, especially from the Calced friars. He was even kidnapped and held prisoner, at the friary of the Calced Carmelites in Toledo for about 9 months. It was very, a very trying time for him. A lot of suffering, but thankfully it wasn't wasted time for him. He grew greatly in his union with our Lord, with the suffering Christ, and he was enabled to grasp and explain the nature of the ascetical and mystical life, as evident in his writings. For example, the Ascent of Mount Carmel, the Dark Night of the Soul, which I think that was written during his imprisonment, the Spiritual Canticle, and the Living Flame of Love. St. John of the Cross died at Ubeda in Andalusia, Spain, on this day, December 14, 1591. He was canonized in 1726 and declared Doctor of the Church in 1926, and he's considered Spain's national poet. There's a lot we can learn from St. John of the Cross through his writings, concerning the spiritual life, to arrive at the summit of spiritual perfection, the unitive way or transforming union. He reminds us that we have to undergo a thorough purification, through suffering with Christ, known as the dark night of the senses and then the dark night of the soul. He reminds us of the gospel teaching, for the need of good old-fashioned Christian asceticism. That is self-denial, self-discipline, mortification, penance. Based on Jesus' command, whoever wishes to be my disciple must deny himself, take up his cross each day, and follow me. In order to possess all, God, our saint teaches us, we must pass through the way of nothing. That is, to desire nothing but God and to be detached from all created things and cling to God alone. This is a simple yet all-important message for today's world. You're becoming more and more individualistic, selfish, egoistic, more and more indulgent in creature comforts, materialism, and hedonism, pleasure-seeking. As Catholics, we need wise and holy teachers to guide us, you know, through these times, you know, so that we might grow, you know, in our spiritual life and Christian perfection as God wants us to. You know, sure guides to help us progress in holiness. And we have them in the 35 doctors of the church. You know, these outstanding men and women already chosen by the church as her expert teachers, as doctors of the church, among whom is St. John of the Cross, and he's considered like the doctor of mystical theology. So while not neglecting the best of the more recent, you know, contemporary and popular Catholic spiritual writers, we would be very wise to tap into the immense spiritual treasure that the church places at our hands in the lives and writings of the doctors of the church. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Amen.